Epilogue. 3 days later, Sid drove downtown in the morning and parked in the deck at the arena. He had gotten up early, too excited to sleep, and he was a nervous, overeager mess the whole way into the city, his heart racing like he'd drunk too much coffee. He sat in his car for a few minutes after he parked and took some deep, calming breaths that didn't help all that much. His phone buzzed.
I'm here. Where are you? I'm in the wrong place. Sad face.
Sid dragged in another unsteady breath. He was grinning and couldn't stop. Running late. Sorry. Give me 5 minutes. After a moment of hesitation, he added a heart. Xenia was waiting for him in the lobby off-center. Sid came around the back way from the garage and saw Xenia before Xenia saw him and stopped where he was, lingering in the corridor, watching Xenia from behind. Xenia was more dressed up than Sid had ever seen him, nice slacks and a collared shirt with the sleeves rolled up to his elbows, and Sid probably hadn't been this happy since the last time he won the cup. He moved forward, his shoes squeaked on the polished floor, and Xenia turned at the sound and saw him and bit down on his lip, and then gave up and let the smile spread across his face as big as Sid's own smile. Hi, Xenia. Sid's heart slammed against his ribs. God, Xenia was so tall. Seeing him at the game hadn't driven it home the way standing before him did. He had at least 4 inches on Sid, maybe more. Xenia rocked back on his heels and ran a hand through his hair.
Shit, you're real.
I'm real, Sid said. He swallowed and offered his hand. They had talked about this, what they would do, how they would greet each other this first time, and they had agreed on a handshake. It seemed inadequate now, but Sid didn't want to change things up on Xenia without talking about it. Xenia took his hand. He didn't shake it. He held it, his long fingers curling around Sid's. Sid knew his face so well after months of video chatting, but now he was learning all the layers of nuance that the computer blurred out, the texture of Xenia's skin, the soft curl to his hair, the way he smelled, like he had doused himself in half a bottle of cologne. They stood there in the lobby, hand in hand, beaming at each other. Sid finally drew away. Do you, still want that tour?
Yeah, okay,
Xenia said. He was slightly flushed. Maybe it was a good thing he'd gone overboard with the cologne. If Sid could smell him, the actual unmasked scent of him, he might not be able to control himself. It was surreal to take Xenia down to the service level and give him the same tour he'd given to countless friends and relatives over the years. The trainer's room, the stick room. There wasn't a game that evening, so the whole place was pretty deserted. They saw a cleaning lady and one of the equipment guys doing some inventory stuff, but neither of them had asked any questions, only smiled and said good morning. Sid could probably drag a corpse through the locker room and nobody would question him.
This is where you are every day, before a game,
Xenia said, when Sid showed him the kitchen and the lounge.
Yeah, Sid patted the countertop. Make my sandwich right here.
Now I can imagine it,
Xenia said, smiling, his hands in his pockets. He had been blushing continuously for the past 15 minutes.
Sid wasn't any better. After months of talking, months of thinking about Xenia and growing to know him and care for him, this was finally happening.
Xenia let Sid give his spiel and didn't say much, but he watched Sid's face and smiled the whole time. And Sid knew they were both running on hormones and infatuation, but he didn't care. He was over the moon. Xenia wanted to be his. The locker room was their last stop. Sid unlocked the door with his swipe card and ushered Xenia in with a cautious hand on his lower back. Xenia shot him a look but didn't shake him off, and ducked his head a little, baring the back of his neck. The back of Sid's own neck flushed hot, and he moved his hand to hook his fingers in Xenia's waistband, right above the swell of his ass, for just a second before he let go.
"Show me your stuff,"
Xenia said, smiling, head still down. He glanced sidelong at Sid. He was so goddamn pink.
My gear, Sid said, just to clarify, because stuff could cover a lot of ground.
Xenia's smile turned a little sly.
Yeah, what else would I mean?
He was so much trouble.
Can't imagine, Sid said dryly.
He sat in his stall while Xenia inspected his helmet and shin guards, really taking his time, like there was anything interesting about Sid's pads. Sid didn't interfere. Xenia stood so close that his crotch was basically right there in Sid's face. There was less cologne at this level, and more of... Maybe that was...
Xenia, Sid said, and he could hear how raw his voice was. Are you wet?
Xenia's face flamed scarlet. His eyes darted to Sid's face and then away. Without saying anything, he returned Sid's shin guards to their shelf. Sid's pulse thundered in his ears. He thought he had probably crossed a line, and he opened his mouth to apologize. But then, moving slowly, Xenia knelt on the bench, straddling Sid's lap, and sat on Sid's thighs.
Xenia,
Sid croaked out, his hands going to Xenia's hips to steady him. Xenia was red and smirking, and he ducked his head to nose behind Sid's ear, smelling him, and Sid closed his eyes and dragged him in, settling Xenia's pelvis right against his own, the bulge of Xenia's dick against his through their pants, both of them starting to take an interest.
You smell so good,
Xenia whispered, his lips against the tender skin behind Sid's earlobe. Sid shivered and turned his head, and Xenia kissed him then, dry and a little tentative, their first kiss. Xenia drew back and met Sid's gaze. He wasn't smiling now. His eyebrows were drawn together, maybe a little worried.
Okay.
Sid kissed him again, one hand on Xenia's jaw, guiding him into it. Xenia opened his mouth for Sid and clung to his shoulders and kissed him. Let Sid kiss him, slow and so thorough, better than any of Sid's countless daydreams. Xenia was warm and heavy and squirming a little in Sid's lap, and Sid maybe wasn't thinking totally clearly when he reached down to unbutton Xenia's pants. Xenia broke away, panting.
Sid!
I know, Sid said. He dragged down Xenia's zipper and slipped his hand inside the fly to feel the shape of Xenia's cock, half hard inside his briefs. We can't do anything here, but can I... Let me touch you a little, that's all. Xenia groaned and hunched down to hide his face against Sid's neck. He reached back with one hand and tried to... Oh God, tuck down his pants. He wasn't very successful, but Sid took that invitation and slid his own hand down the back of Xenia's pants, inside his underwear, down over the curve of his incredible ass, his fingers sliding down the crease, down to the... God, the soft, wet heat of his hole. You're so wet, Sid breathed, stroking with his fingertips. He couldn't really reach any further, which was probably a good thing, because if he got his fingers inside, he didn't think he would be able to stop without making Xenia come.
You make me wet,
Xenia said. He was sniffling behind Sid's ear again.
Smell so good, look so good.
And then they were kissing again, open-mouthed and dirty, and Sid held him and rubbed at his hole and couldn't remember now why they had decided to meet in public. He could have Xenia naked in his bed right now, begging. He broke the kiss and rested his forehead on Xenia's shoulder. They had to stop. Xenia laughed softly, his fingers carted through Sid's hair.
Sid, it's you.
It's me, Sid said. Reluctantly, he extracted his hand from Xenia's pants and sat back. Xenia was flushed and smiling at him, unbelievably real and here and spread wide over Sid's lap. Without thinking, Sid brought his hand to his mouth and sucked on his fingers, tasting Xenia's slick. Xenia groaned and climbed off Sid's lap, tugging his pants back into place and adjusting his erection, zipping himself back up.
You can't do that.
Probably shouldn't have. Sid agreed, because now his knot was trying to go up, and it would take a long time to go back down on its own. But he wasn't sorry. Xenia sidled back between his knees and leaned down to kiss him.
We're bad. We're supposed to talk, get to know each other, see how we feel, not make out in your locker room.
You just wanted to make sure I'm not a troglodyte in real life, Sid said. He hooked his fingers in the pockets of Xenia's slacks. Xenia laughed and kissed him again.
I don't know. Maybe I thought it's going to be a little awkward, you know? Maybe we won't like each other. But it's just you.
He sat down on the bench beside Sid and leaned against him, his head on Sid's shoulder. Sid carefully wrapped his arm around Xenia and held him close, filled with pride and tenderness and a big marine smell of emotion that was probably going to turn into love. You knew, huh? He said. Who I was? Xenia had taken the revelation of Sid's identity way too in stride. Surely he should have been at least a little perturbed. Xenia huffed.
Not for sure, but it's not a big surprise. I started to wonder with the jersey. And you knew way too much about hockey. And then you gave me that address in Halifax, so I had an idea.
Yeah, that wasn't my brightest move, Sid said ruefully.
I'm glad, though,
Xenia said.
Maybe it's a bad surprise for me if I don't suspect already. But I had time to think about it. What it would be like if it really was you. Like, will we have to keep it a secret? Will it be hard for me since you're so famous? You know?
Next time I'll have to be more careful about my secret identity, Sid said.
You weren't careful at all,
Xenia said. Sid glanced down and he was grinning.
After we started voice chatting, I watched a bunch of your interviews and I was pretty sure it was you. But I didn't really believe it, you know? Maybe I thought I hoped so much it was you that I was imagining things.
You weren't imagining things, Sid said. I know voice chatting was dumb. I was already pretty gone on you by then. Xenia sat up and kissed him, a sweet press of lips.
Yeah, you're so dumb. I'm glad you're dumb, though. Otherwise, I don't get to have you.
He kissed Sid again and stood up.
I have to go. I've got class later.
Have dinner with me, Sid said. He wasn't letting Xenia leave without making plans to see him again. I've got games the next 2 nights. Friday, I'll take you out.
You better dress up for me,
Xenia said. He tucked at the collar of Sid's t-shirt. He was still pink. I'll wear a nice shirt, Sid said. He was so far gone. There was no coming back from this. I'll take you somewhere nice.
Good,
Xenia said. He smirked, possibly Sid's favorite expression, because he looked so cocky and so pleased with himself.
Just so you know, I don't fuck until the third date.
Jesus. A wash of heat flooded Sid's body. Xenia wanted him. He wanted to be in Sid's bed as badly as Sid wanted him there, and Sid was going to get to have him. Sex and all the rest of it, all the things Xenia wanted to do together, going up the incline, meeting Xenia's dog. Who says I'm going to want a third date? He said, and Xenia laughed at him, bright and loud, and took Sid's hands to haul him to his feet. The end.
Twist and the twisting I fail. The loose tie with the loose slim wrists. Lift your dress enough to show me those shins. Let your hair stick to your forehead. Did you blush then when our hips touched? I can't tell. We are already red, I'm alright. You give me the signs. Is that pink mist or just lit dry ice?